Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
The guy on the phone for a second date update today said that he went out with a girl that he met while playing a little game of pickleball.
Okay, is he a retired old dude?
Yeah.
Or?
Well, that's an old game.
I don't know exactly what that is, but I definitely have an image in my head. So, Darren, out of the two of you, which one was holding the pickle?
No.
That's not how it's played.
Let's just say it was me.
Oh my God.
He really doesn't know.
This is a fun game.
No, that laugh afterwards.
Can I sign up for this group?
Stop with the pickles, you guys.
Totally. You guys are welcome to join.
All right.
Oh my God. Oh, are you like an old horny man or something, Darren? Who plays pickleball?
No, come on. How old do I sound? Do I sound that old?
No, you don't.
68?
Sounds just right to me.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Darren, you met this girl while playing pickleball. What's her name?
Andrea.
Andrea? What'd you like about Andrea?
She's a very attractive girl. I gotta say, the first thing I noticed about her were her eyebrows.
What?
I just find eyebrows very attractive in a woman. You know?
I think that is the first time I have ever heard that.
You're an eyebrow man.
I am. You know, I like them real, natural, you know, semi-bushy. And, you know.
So did you use that as your opening line with her?
No. We got to know each other as friends by playing pickleball.
Oh, okay. That's a great way to start
something. That's how you met?
I didn't know if she was going to be into me or interested, so I took that chance.
Good. What,
how'd you do it?
After a game that we lost, I was like, wow, that was a tough loss. You know, we gave it all, but can I have your number?
While she's vulnerable.
Smooth, man, smooth.
Yeah, get her at her low point. That's smart.
I thought it was a great opportunity.
did you guys get to go out then?
That was the plan, you know. I went up to her place. I picked her up. She seemed kind of like a fluster. I asked her why, and she told me when she got home early that day, she was annoyed that there was just poop everywhere in her neighborhood. Like,
did you say,
what? Hold on.
Did you say there was poop everywhere in her neighborhood?
Yeah, like dog poop, not like human poop, you know?
Oh, okay.
I was like, that?
What neighborhood are you living in?
A real crappy one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, I could understand. Like, that is so annoying to me when people don't pick up after their dogs.
Yeah.
So she takes the bus on her way home, and she walks after she gets off, and you know, she sees all of that stuff, and, you know, she gets very annoyed. And I get it. I'd be, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did that affect your guys' date?
Well, she seemed kind of flustered, so I was like, I'll help you out. Let's clean this up. You know, it'd be like a nice activity. We can interact and get to know each other a little bit more as we pick up the poop.
Okay.
That's a noble move for a guy to do for a girl. You're like her Prince Charmin.
You are a solutions guy, though.
Yeah.
Like, was she thankful for that?
Well, at first she thought I was kidding, but I was like, no, come on, let's do it for real.
Oh, wow, she didn't believe it.
No, of course, come on, like, seriously, would you believe someone if they told you that?
No.
I can't believe you even offered.
Really?
So is that what you guys did on your date?
That was part of it. We did that, and then we started talking, and we ended up staying at her place. We ordered pizza, we had a little bit of wine.
I hope you washed your hands.
I know. I thought of that, too.
And, you know, she started telling me about her exes and stuff like that, how she's, you know, she hasn't had the best experiences with guys. And at some point, she just came up and asked me, can I trust you?
Oh,
well, that's an important question.
I mean, I wouldn't trust a guy that offers to go around cleaning up dog poop on a first date either. It's a valid question.
It is. I mean, and I told her, yeah, you can totally trust me. Here's my phone. Here's my password. Look through it. You know,
that
seems intense.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, I told you, I'm really interested in this girl. I think she's very special.
And you don't think that that's a red flag that she would want to look through your phone on a first date?
She didn't ask. I offer. I gave her my phone and my password. I mean, I'm a good guy. There's nothing to hide in that phone. It totally came from a good place.
Yeah.
She actually took you up on it. She actually went through your phone.
She did. She went through my phone. She didn't find any red flags.
This doesn't feel healthy to me.
Yeah, that's weird. I understand offering, but the fact she actually did it is...
So, I mean, it's not like she looked through everything. She just took a quick glimpse. You know, she was like, oh, who's that?
Yeah, who's mom? Who is this mom person?
Yeah, she wasn't aggressive searching my phone. Nothing like that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. That's good.
So did, I mean, you're over at her house, you're drinking, you're eating pizza, you're looking through each other's phones. Did anything else happen?
I didn't get a chance to look through her phone. She just looked at mine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, that's not fair.
She did an offer, so I'm taking a leap of faith over here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it doesn't seem like it panned out for you because she's not calling you back.
Yeah, I'm clueless at this point. I just don't understand why she won't call me back. We had a great time. I mean, for heaven's sakes, I cleaned poop for her.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm actually with you on this one.
Yeah.
If you were friends before, you did a good deed, and you were super vulnerable.
I can tell you, I would definitely call you back if you cleaned up my poop. We're going to play a song, come back, and call Andrea for you right after this, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, hold on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Darren, I don't know if this chick deserves you.
Wow, actually.
Honestly,
I can see that.
If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, we're on the phone with Darren, who might be the most open, selfless, accommodating man in the history of dating.
Well said.
He recently went out with a woman named Andrea, and for their first date, he cleaned up all the dog poop in Andrea's neighborhood.
Wow.
Then he let her go through his entire cell phone just to show her that he's a trustworthy guy with nothing to hide.
On the first date?
Yeah, not to show that she has any back issues or anything.
Yeah.
No luggage there.
Brooke doesn't even let her husband have a cell phone.
it's
incredible.
So
now, Darren, have you actually seen her at your pickleball group since your date happened?
Seen her about 3 times at the group, and, you know, it's kind of like she doesn't pay attention to me.
Oh.
Maybe she doesn't want to talk to me, so... I don't know. I'm clueless at the moment. And, you know, it's been a while since I've been out with someone like that. She's so cool. And, I don't know, those amazing eyebrows. And, you know.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the eyebrows.
That's what it is.
But, I mean, I will say it is kind of weird because they were friends before, right? Mm-hmm. For her to be totally avoiding you. I mean, it's one thing to just be like, hey, I'm not that attracted to you. It's just not going to work out. She could easily friend zone you without any problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she ghosted me.
Yeah, it doesn't even seem like she wants you in the friend zone.
But in his defense, it's not bad enough where she just stopped playing pickleball, right?
Like,
if
she's
it was
not
super bad,
talking
she
to him.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
worse.
But...
Yeah.
It's worse that they're in the same place and she won't even acknowledge him anymore.
Yeah, it's worse the fact that I got to see her and I'm just like invisible.
Yeah.
All right, Darren, well, we're going to get you some answers here. We're going to call Andrea and get your second date update. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Andrea, please?
Hi, this is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. My name is Young Jeffrey. I work on the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Who?
Who, that's Young pretty. Jeffrey, or who, Brooke and Jubal?
Both.
Who are all of you?
Oh.
Hi, Andrea.
We're doing a segment on our show right now called The Second Date Update, and you're going to be the star of it. It's where if you go out on a date with someone and they're not calling you back, we can give that person a call and try and figure out the reason why.
And why are you calling me?
Well, because you recently went out with a guy named Darren, and so he's asked us to reach out to you.
Well, if you talk to Darren, you can tell him to forget it. I'm never going to go out with him because he's a liar.
What?
Really?
A liar.
Oh, my God. I mean, I would love to know the details on that because if he's a liar, he's definitely got us fooled, too. He sounded like stand-up dude who respected you.
Respect?
That's what
oh, my God.
I mean, this is a man that went around your neighborhood cleaning up other people's dog poop for you.
Seriously.
I can't think of a better guy than that.
Well, it's obvious that he told you all the good things about himself, but clearly he didn't tell you anything else.
Yeah, I guess that's why we're calling you. What did we miss?
So we made out, we fooled around, you know, like we went back to my place and I asked him if he wanted to see other people. And he told me he wasn't interested in going out with anyone else right now.
Okay.
And he even showed me his phone. And, like, that he wasn't texting other people.
Yeah. He told us that he gave you his cell phone because he's a trustworthy guy and he wanted to show you that.
Mm-hmm. That's what he made himself out to be, but I found out later that was not the case.
Really? What'd you find out?
So, like, 3 days later, I see him out at a bar with another girl, and they're laughing, and he's, like, rubbing her leg.
Oh.
Okay, wait, though. Slow down. You guys have been on one date.
So what? he said he wasn't interested in anyone else, and clearly he was.
But you weren't even calling him back. I mean,
Listen, honey, I don't have time for dogs. No dogs allowed. Oh. We fooled around, and that was it right there.
Okay.
No dogs allowed.
I guess. I mean, that's a pretty hard stance.
Yeah, just for seeing a guy out at a bar somewhere with someone else. I mean,
he was obviously interested in her. They were laughing. Hmm. And he said he wasn't interested in anyone else.
Okay.
He was lying.
Well, you know, I could see where you would think he was a liar.
Well, maybe we should ask Darren about this.
But go for it. Go ask him. I don't care. It's the truth.
All right. Well, let's ask him right now. Darren, why were you rubbing some other girl's leg?
And laughing.
What? He's not on the phone. You're talking to me.
Well, actually, yeah. He is on the phone because he's been on the other line listening this entire time. Like a little dog.
What the f***?
Yeah. Sorry, Andrea.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Andrea.
Oh, this guy.
That is a guilty hi right there.
You're the big
brat. I heard that.
You just say hi to me?
So you just happened to be at that bar randomly?
Yeah, and I saw you there.
What, did you follow me there after pickleball?
No, I didn't have to.
What is
you
going
didn't
on?
Have to? What does that mean?
I can see your location on my phone.
What is happening?
What?
Wait.
Oh, my God.
Andrew, you can see Darren's location?
Yes. I turned on share location to make sure I could trust him.
Hold on.
Oh, dang.
Are you serious? Come on now. No, 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 no. You didn't do that. I trusted you, my phone, and you turned on my GPS so you can see where I'm at?
You were sitting right there.
Are you listening to yourself? You know how crazy that sounds?
No, what's crazy is that you lied about being interested in anyone else.
Wait, I lied?
That's crazy.
You were blowing me off. You never answered my call, so I decided, you know what? Maybe she's not interested. Let me go out with
you. It was 3 days.
And you were following me? Like, seriously?
Wow.
You knew I had trust issues, and obviously I couldn't trust you either. No dogs allowed.
I cleaned up poop for you. Jesus.
Oh, my God. I honestly don't know whose side I'm on. Because, like, Andrea, it is really, really, really crazy what you did.
But
also, you felt like, you got him.
I think I have to be on Darren's side here. It's a violation to go in and share their location without permission.
But you're also stalking him.
It's
also a violation to tell someone that you're not seeing anybody else when you
obviously
are.
Oh, everybody tell somebody that they're not seeing somebody else.
Yes.
That's just what you say when you're dating.
I know, but you say that to like a Tinder hookup, not to a friend who you went on a date with.
It was the first date. It's not that we were exclusive. I wanted to know this girl. I wanted to meet her. I wanted to see what she was like.
But didn't you make her feel like you were exclusive? Did you not tell her, I don't want to see anyone else. I'm committed to this?
I didn't. She blew me off.
You showed me your phone. You said you weren't seeing anyone else. That's why you gave me your phone. For me to trust you.
And I wasn't.
Yeah, Darren, it was just drinks and leg rubbing. You're not playing pickleball with this girl, right?
It's no one's business what I do or what I didn't do with her if we were playing pickleball or we're not.
I think since we're doing a second date update, it is kind of our business. Come on, tell us.
Did you hook up?
Yeah, how far did you get with this girl?
Guys, you guys are going to laugh if I tell you this.
What?
Come on, tell us what you did, you little dog.
I bet he cleaned up poop for her too, that dog.
Darren, is that true?
It wasn't even like that.
Oh.
She knew about the pickleball tournament. We had a match. She fell. I rubbed her leg. Big deal.
Oh,
wait, so now you're saying she had an injury on her leg and you guys were laughing over it while you rubbed it?
She couldn't rub it herself.
Yeah. Oh, let's go have cocktails so you can rub my injury.
Yeah, did she have a boo-boo on her mouth and you had to kiss it better?
That's such a sport thing. You guys never play sports and you hurt each other. Like, hey, look at my bruise. Look at my scar. That kind of thing.
Darren, you're going the wrong direction on this one. I feel like, are you still hanging out with her? Because if you're not, then you're obviously interested in Andrea.
All right, guys, fine. That's it. I'll tell you. I had sex with her, but that was it.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm trying to help you, man.
That's the biggest thing.
There it is. Okay, Andrea, see, it's just a little bit of sex. Will you go out with Darren now?
I already told you, no dogs allowed. Absolutely f-ing no.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this, Andrea, we've stopped doing the creepy, like, follow people on the cell phone thing. Yeah. Like, you obviously have really good instinct into who's a dog and who's not. Go with that one instead.
Listen, honey, you need to shut up because it actually works.
Okay. All right. I'm done.
All right. Well, so sorry, Darren. No second date with Andrea for you.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't need her, man.
I got plenty lighting up for me.
Oh, you do?
And she never found those in my cell phone. Huh? You take that. No dog now.
No dog now.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.